All right, let's talk about something rather delicate just for a couple minutes here. Let's go back in time and remember what happened to Anthony Weiner?
Yes.
Okay. He got in trouble because he texted inappropriate phrases and images to a lady friend while he was at work.
Yes.
All right. Now, keep in mind what he did.
Is this the doctor story?
Yeah. Okay, while he was at work.
Yes, now, he was sexting. He was sending pictures of his junk to his girlfriend.
Okay, but what he was doing while he was at work is not life critical, right?
Right, right. He's sitting in his office. It's not a problem. You know, he's got
Yeah, I mean, he's doing paperwork and mind work, right? Okay, all right. So then we're talking about Brett Favre got into a little trouble because he did kind of the same thing, but he was probably at home or maybe in the locker room or
he
something.
Was he was in the locker room.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay. So now we go to Seattle. Arthur Zilberstein is an anesthesiologist in Seattle. It's a very important job. Your life literally hangs in this man's hands while you're in surgery. And just had his medical license suspended. Why, you ask? Well, an investigation found that during surgeries, plural, Dr. Zilberstein was sexting.
Well, he probably got a little bored, you know, once the gas has been applied, he's got some time before the person has to wake up, you know?
Really?
You know what? This sounds horrible. Again, I mean, if they're taking out my spleen and it's a medical crew of six, I want all six of them at their undivided attention while they're working. But the anesthesiologist has nothing to do once you're knocked out versus once
you've
come
to. Don't they
have
to monitor the levels? And
There were a few times when...
he has to stop the sexting with whoever he's doing with. If the alarm goes off that suddenly I'm starting to come to and that I need more gas supplied.
All right, so a few times Dr. Zilberstein was in the operating room. He was supposed to be handling the patient's anesthesia, but instead he was writing nasty stuff back and forth with a woman. This was not his only violation. He also issued at least 29 unauthorized prescriptions and said, apparently uttered something racist about one of his comments. And the report says that he did a little more than sexting with one of his patients. Now, it doesn't say whether or not they were under at the time. I'm assuming after the recovery.
Don't most of the people, when they go into the operating room, have to leave their cell phones behind?
Apparently not.
As you said, I don't want somebody on my operating crew checking the ball scores or, you know, looking at the latest
That's kind
cat,
of a poor choice of words.
Looking at the latest cat video or, you know, checking his portfolio while the operation's going on.
Hey, listen. Look at this cat.
Yeah.
This cat, it can open the door.
He's playing piano, man.
All right. Here's something else that you don't know during longer medical procedures.
Mm.
You know that they are allowed to listen to music in the operating room.
I have no problem with that.
That's fine.
No problem with that.
You want, like, getting jiggy with it playing while they're operating on you?
Sure.
Listen. Anything that keeps the surgeon relaxed is fine with me, whether it's classical music or
I would rather
I don't care, man.
I would rather them listen to something upbeat than Kenny G, because I don't want to wake up and know that the doctor fell asleep in my spleen. Oh, there's one more little interesting tidbit about Dr. Zilberstein. He also would go to the patient's medical records and look at their pictures for his personal enjoyment, if you know what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes.
That's creepy.
There's going to be a hearing coming up very soon to determine what to do with this doctor. In the meantime, our crack team of researchers has gotten a little bit of audio from the operating room. Hang on.
Okay, I'm administering the anesthesia. You might begin feeling a little tingly, a little tired.
Uh-huh.
It should begin by counting backwards, beginning with 99.
99.
Mm-hmm.
98.
Uh-huh.
90. Hey, what was that?
That was nothing. Nothing at all.
Is that your zipper?
Keep counting backwards.
96.
Good.
95.
Good.
Am I dying? I just saw a flash of light.
No, not a near-death experience. Just seemed to be some sort of flash of light here in the room. Continue counting backwards.
92.
Uh-huh.
91. Well, I think I'm seeing a magic wand above my head.
No, no, no magic wand. You're hallucinating now. I'm no wizard, but thank you. No, continue counting backwards.
90. I'm seeing shadows and lights.
Disregard any bright light or shadows you may see.
80. 82.
You know, considering what he was doing, he must have been the best anesthesiologist in the entire world.
Because
you
so.
Can't have patients waking up when you're doing this.
All right, so talk to me about our stumper today, my friend.
All right, we do have a stumper, 715-845-2155. The number to call, remember, you can only win once every 30 days. It's Jerome Silberman's birthday today.
I don't have any idea who that is.
Well, you know Jerome Silberman under another name.
I do?
Yes. Who is Jerome Silberman?
That's today's stumper.
Will the real Jerome Silberman please stand up?
All right, 715-845.
It's not Donald Sterling, no.
That's my real name. I don't like to use it for public appearances.
Jerome Silberman's birthday today. He's 81. Tell us who Jerome Silberman is better known as.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess? Why is our phone system? Thanks for calling. What's your guess? Nope, that's not it. All right, 715-845-2155. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Gene Wilder. He's from Milwaukee.
It is Gene Wilder.
He's from Milwaukee.
Yes, he is.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Sir, what's your first name?
Anthony.
Anthony. Hold on just a second. Anthony, you are the big winner, and not only do you get to listen to me talk to our good friend, Mr. Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 about our weather, but we're going to see if we can't send you something really nice. Mr. Justin, how are you, my friend? And apparently he's busy, so we will check with him in a few minutes. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we will be right back.
Suffering from the all-work, no-play syndrome? Then come to Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. We're happily mixing business with pleasure.
Anthony,
with our work-and-play giveaway.
All right, what's your
I know what you're thinking. This sounds like...